This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh, my goodness, I'm right again. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. I chuckle at myself because I'm right so often. Oh, I get it wrong. I told you guys where I get it wrong. I told you I got it wrong on AOC. I don't think I'm going to get it wrong on AOC when I predict that she will not be the congresswoman representing New York in the next term. I think I'm right about that. I think people have sickened of her. But I'm right in the sense of what I was telling you guys about Biden. I've given you many, many reasons to believe me. His poll numbers, I told you, no, you don't look at what they tell you.
Biden's at 40%. His, you know, Biden's at 40.5. Biden's at 42. He's at 39. What you look at are the trends.
See, all these polls are sprinkled when he first came in. He's at 40% or whatever. I said, don't worry. It won't last. He's got too many skeletons in his closet. Stuff you know, stuff you don't know. We're going to get to a lot of the stuff that you might be learning, starting to know, but not looking good. The trajectory, the trend line. See, I'm an engineer. That's engineer for you white folks. And I understand how to look at the logic and reasoning behind the trend lines. Happen to be a mathematician. So I can go, okay, that's not good. Do a formula, you know, some of this and the exponential of that and the differential equation. And you find out, after you do all your math, that Joe Biden is on a bad trajectory. And so is Bernie Sanders. Democrats are dumping their dirty old men and replacing them with the nasty girls. Nasty, nasty girls, do you think I'm a nasty girl? Yeah, former Vice President Joe Biden took a significant 10-point decline in support since the last CNN poll in May. But he still leads all contenders, get this, with a 22% of registered voters who are Democrats or Democratic-leaning independents backing him. This is a guy who was at 40, and he's now at 22. Oh, but Kevin, he's still the front runner. Okay. All right. So Biden's going to recover, right? Sure he is. He's going to recover. 22%. Now, 17% is Kamala Harris. So she jumped past Bernie. She got a 9-point increase with her performance. Warren at 15% got an 8-point increase. So the nasty girls are encroaching on Joe Biden. What's Biden going to do? Is he still going to be civil? Bernie Sanders at 14%. He's dropped. I don't know by how much. Does it matter? Bernie Sanders, here's what I told you. I said Bernie Sanders always sounds angry. He's angry at rich white people, the rich. And then the minute that you go, but wait a minute, Bernie, you're rich now. And then you understand that he hasn't given up anything. Bernie's still got the nice car. Bernie has upgraded since 2016. Bernie is what we say in the vernacular is big balling. Yeah, Bernie is big balling. But he's 14%. Survey was conducted by SSRS. Random sample of 1,613 adults. 56% say that government should provide a national health program for all Americans. I don't believe it. But okay. You already see the leanings with because it's Democrat left leaning, whatever. Of the 56%, 57% say the program should not completely replace private health insurance. That's not good news for the Obamacare cracks. 61% said the Democratic Party should nominate a presidential candidate with a strong chance of beating President Trump, compared with 30% said the party should nominate somebody who shares their position on major issues. Well, good luck finding either of those. Either one. A candidate can beat Trump or one that really shares their issues. If your issue is bringing in illegals, if your issue is being anti-American and not caring about us getting taken advantage of and trade and a host of other things, yeah, you're perfect for the Democrats. If you are anti-business I mean, I could go on. Everything that makes up the very core of the American spirit, the Democrats are against. 41% of voters, they say, who watch or follow the news coverage about the debate say Harris did the best job, followed by 19% for Warren and 5% for Biden. 30% of the potential Democratic voters say Harris is a candidate they most want to hear from. That's bad news for Harris. Because Kamala Harris is her big, if you ask her, look at her tweets, look at the last 100 tweets of Kamala Harris. You know what most of them are about? Mexicans at the border. Or Central Americans, whatever. Encroachers, illegals at the border. How much she's going to do for them. Now she's talking about gun control. The minute I'm at my desk, I'm going to do this or that. She's gotten cocky over one debate. Let me tell you something. She has no clue what's going to be coming for her in the next debate. No clue. She is about to get decimated. Let me tell you what. Joe Biden is dumb, and he's politically non-astute. He is, but the people that are backing him are giving him a warning. I don't know if you've ever had somebody, like you're kind of a little bit wishy-washy, and you've run into somebody that's like, no, that is not going to happen. In other words, they force you to grow a pair. You ever had that happen? I've had that happen a couple times in my life. I was playing basketball with a buddy of mine, and, I'm a good, just go along to get along. I shoot my shot, whatever. I was playing with one of my best buddies, and he's like, dude. He's like, we're not leaving this court because, if you win, you continue playing. If you don't, you lose. And if you lose, you may have made this. That may be the only game you play. My best buddy's like, hey, stop making friends and start making shots. And I was like, dude, we're just out here. He's like, I ain't out here to have fun. I'm here to play ball. I'm going to play. We're going to dominate this court. And I just remember going, well, I guess that's true. And of course, my personality is to, I'm all, when it's my thing, I'm like that. But basketball was his thing, and he was like, you drove me, you asked me to come play, I'm here, we're dominating, or don't ask me. And I was like, okay, I like that attitude. And I could tell you a couple of other instances, but what I'm getting at is, you better have the eye of the tiger, and there are people out there who are going, okay, she's the new one to go after. She's the one we have to expose. Watch it. Watch the blood in the water. It's going to get ugly. And Biden, I'm telling you guys right now, his political career is over. The guy who said he could have beat Hillary, the guy that says he could have beat Trump, won't even get out of this. We'll be back. You listen to Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
A 2-year-old girl was eaten alive by a crocodile. Just recently, they found a man's body inside of a crocodile. File this under stuff white people do? Whoa! Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. What is with you, white folks? Stay away from crocodiles, stay away from alligators. Stay away from safaris, lions and tigers and stuff. Even though I've been on safari, I was in a cage jeep. I mean, whoa. Let me tell you, black folks, we will check. So is it safe? Yeah. How many people have been killed doing this? We ask questions. You know, at the Grand Canyon, they won't tell you how many people get killed on those donkey rides down the Grand Canyon. I will never do it. I'm a tough dude. I'm a thrill seeker of sorts. But there are certain things I won't do. I see these nature specials where, you know, the dude is reunited with the two lions that he raised. And I think to myself, white people, you know, that lion still has some instinct in him that says, let me kick. Look, it's a heartwarming to see those lions come up to that white boy and go, oh, dude, I love you, man. Where you been? Where you been? What's up, man? I get it. I'm excited for him. I think it amazes me. But then I see the white dude who wants to live with the bears in Alaska. They don't hear from him for months, and then they find the remnants of him. And I think to myself, that's stuff white folks do. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Horrible thing. Somebody lost their daddy, their brother, their uncle, certainly their son. Crocodile ate him. Some parent watched an alligator, a crocodile, eat their two-year-old kid alive. How do you live that down? I've only took my eye off of him for a second. My oldest son, he burned his arm because I was his mom made soup. I made it for me, put it in a bowl. I put it a little bit too close to the cat, to the countertop, and he reached up. He was just starting to walk. He pulled it down, and the soup scalded his arm. That's how hot it was. It was just boiling hot. And had to nurse his kid's wounds for the better part of a year, scraping that, you know, that stuff off, that dead skin, that dark skin, and having to make it exposed white again every day while he's just, it was horrible. He doesn't remember it, but he won't eat soup. No, I'm kidding. He doesn't remember, but it was horrible for his parents to have to do that. That was a split second in the house. Okay? White folks will have cobras as pets. They will raise anacondas. You will have monkeys, chimpanzees. These are dangerous animals. They don't want a dog. They want wolves. I can train them. I can tame them. I always got a pet project trying to defy nature. That's when you know you're dealing with a leftist, too. I can't say that definitively, but I'm just saying, conservatives go, you know, that is a wild animal. That is a, no matter how good the wolf treats you while you're feeding it, don't turn your back on it. I don't think I'm going to make a pet out of that. Liberals are like, I can change it. The flower children. You know, they can make the bad boy good. Ooh. That's not even what I want to talk about. I want to ask you, how much are you worth? How much are you worth? I don't mean metaphorically like, what are you worth? Kevin, I am worth so much. I am special. I am somebody. I'm not talking about that. I know you are special, and I love you. I think you're an amazing audience. People listen to the Kevin Jackson Show. Even you sneaky leftists who sneak in, don't tell your friends that you're enjoying you some black man. Yeah. Even y'all. I love you. Because you're trying to heal. No, I mean, how much are you really worth? Your retirement savings. A lot of people are going to be asking themselves this question in 2020. Come election time, one of my buddies, he got laid off in February. So I didn't know this. I found this out a couple of days ago. We're on the phone talking. He's like, hey, Kev, what's up, baby? He goes, we just got back from an Alaskan cruise. Been out to, took the grandkids for 5 days up to such and such, coming out to visit you in Sedona, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, man, you know, he's you know, been done very well for himself. One of my high school buddies, he and his wife. So they were telling me about the Alaska trip, and I'm like, I was thinking the whole time they're talking to me, I'm going, okay, that's 8 days. That was like 12 days. That was 5 days. And so I'm like, how much vacation do you get, bro? He goes, Kev, he goes, and his wife goes, let me just tell you, Dale got laid off in February. No, she said not laid off. She said he got fired. Said his boss was a jerk. He got fired. Now, this is a guy that runs plants, runs chemical plants. So trust me when I tell you, he can go get a job anytime he wants. He's expert. So I'm going, I was wondering how you had so much time. And he says to me, yeah, he goes, when you make more on your 401k in a day than you make in a year, it allows you some indulgences. And I went, wow. And keep in mind, I know what he's worth. So when he tells you he's made more in a day than he made in a year, he made some serious coinage. So I ask him, I go, are you going to go? He's in his mid-50s. I'm like, you going to go back to work? He's like, nah, may. No, he's like, I don't know, you know, I may. Let me ask you this, folks. How do you think people are living? How do you think the folks that voted for Donald Trump are living? Do you think they're living well? You think they're happy when they get that portfolio and they go, bam, look at that. I've added another $5,000, $10,000, $20,000, $50,000, $100,000, $200,000, whatever it may be. I don't know the numbers. 30% growth. you know, 25-30% growth year after year and still going up. What do you think? How do you think 2020 is going to work out for these Democrats, these rascally Democrats? I just gave you the polling data, and it ain't good news for the Democrats. And for the record, that's just Biden and Bernie Sanders losing some steam. Now, so what we got happening with the Democrats is what's called parity. He had a front runner who's no longer the solid front runner. He's now at parity. All of them are jostling now. What do you think they're going to be talking about? I want to hear them talk about this bad Trump economy. Sell that to the American people. Because let me tell you something. They're not seeing it in their paychecks. They're seeing raises. You got these millennials now making $15 an hour. They wanted it. They were demanding it. And their company's going, nah, we're just going to give it to you. We're cool because we're making more money. Have it. Have you? When have you had a serious outcry for the minimum wage? We want a livable wage. Whatever. When have you had that? Has it been months? AOC's not even talking about it with her crazy self. You want to know why? Because businesses are surpassing it. People are finding out, I don't like it when everybody in the company makes $70,000 a year, including the janitor. Remember that experiment that guy pulled? Have you heard anything from him lately? How's that going? Would you want to work there? If you know you can command $250, but everybody makes $70, would you work there? Or would there be a bunch of janitors? Yeah, see, people want to earn it. They want to feel like I've got something. I'm doing it. The market is doing that for them. It's like gambling and winning, and it's not a gamble with Donald Trump. Biden coming up. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Travelers are hitting the roads and skies for the 4th of July holiday weekend. This woman at Tampa International Airport on Wednesday was happy to get ahead of most of the crowds.
My younger children drove me in, and so we had a really easy trip here. Not a lot of traffic, which was surprising. We also left plenty of time to get here, so it was pretty smooth.
Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Republican Mitch McConnell, is weighing in on the Nike American flag controversy.
So if we're in a political environment where the American flag has become controversial to Americans, I think we've got a problem.
McConnell is urging Nike to reverse their decision to cancel production of a shoe featuring the Betsy Ross flag. And on this holiday-shortened trading day, the Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ all are closing at record highs. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
In case you live under a rock, I've said multiple times Joe Biden will not be the Democrats' nominee. Now, Joe Biden has an opportunity to come out swinging after he got brutalized. Let's just admit it. He got brutalized. But he has the ability to come out swinging. But he's not going to. First, and there's a series of these, so stick with me for a minute. You're listening to Kevin Jackson, by the way. KJRadio.com. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. First, Biden is a moron. Now, while this is true of all of the Democratic candidates as well, Biden is the president of Morania. You get what I'm saying? He is really dumb. Now, they all are. The Democrats are. And the more dummies will emerge, and Biden will give up the crown. But as it stands right now, he's the dumbest guy in the race. And let me tell you why. He shouldn't be getting beat. He shouldn't be. I already went into detail of what Biden could talk about with racism and all that. But the Democrats are between a rock and a hard place on racism, because the more they talk about it, the more they remind themselves of the party of racism is the Democrats. But there's a second reason why Biden isn't going to become the Democrats' nominee. Among a host of other reasons, Biden spooned with racists. And he was the little spoon, if you know what I mean. So he gets called out for his racism. But that's not the reason that he's losing. He's losing because of issue number one, the first thing that I told you, which is Biden is stupid. Because if you know you're going to have this issue come up, why haven't you prepped for it? Why weren't you ready for the black chick to call you out on racism? That tells you how stupid he is. Biden had an opportunity to push it back. I went through it the other day, but I'll do it for the case of new listeners. It was a very simple thing that I said Biden should have said. He should have said, first of all, I served under a black president happily, gleefully. Barack Obama's one of my good friends. I'm happy to call him friend. I don't know many racists who serve under black people. That's number one. Number two, if I was such a racist, why were these people not calling me out earlier? And why were they happy to have me come to their districts and campaign and glad hand and never say anything about it? I think it reflects more on them than it would reflect on me, that they would not say a word and would wait until I'm at a point where I can, you know, become the president of the United States and I'm in competition with them, that suddenly it comes out. It really goes to show you how disingenuous they are. Here I am asking for civility. I've proven beyond a shadow of a doubt I'm not a racist, yet they accuse me of this. Is everybody that you hang out with similar to you? If you hang out with a person who's a womanizer, does it make you a womanizer? If you hang out with an alcoholic, does it make you an alcoholic? Look, friends of mine have all kinds of peccadilloes, and some of them are worse than others. But I never became what they are. And see, that's an explanation that you go, whoa, boy. I know. That was a different woman than I said earlier. I'm just telling you how I would have handled it. And there are people out there going, Kid, will you run for something, man? No, I will not. Because I would probably win. And that would break my heart. There's a reason why Biden is not going to be president, and it reflects back on something he had done much earlier, and that is Biden loves the ladies. Now, while he doesn't use Little Joe, you know what I'm saying, to molest women, he does publicly humiliate women sexually, and he does the same thing with other men, with the men in their lives. He humiliates the women and their men. And he does it with his toxic masculinity as he bathes them in it, as he's rubbing their shoulders and sniffing their hair. And they can try to ignore this. And in fact, the Biden campaign brushed over it with the help of Alyssa Milano and others. They go, he's not really like Donald Trump. I mean, you know, he's not really. And then they complain. And then it kind of blew over. But it was only temporary. What they did, Kamala Harris did the right thing. She said, let's go for DEFCON 1 right now. Accuse him of being a racist. He won't know how to react. Why? Because of issue number one. Biden is stupid. The president of Monrovia. What do I call it? Morania. That's it. Morania. He's the president of Morania. And so he was too stupid to respond. They didn't have to pull the sex card on him just yet. The gender card. But it's waiting. But he's toast. But then there's another problem that Biden's got. It's called his posterity. It's called his children's. Hunter Biden, Hunter Cokehead Biden, participated in shady business dealings, and his shenanigans have been pretty much kept under the closet until now. Biden the younger battles drugs and alcohol. And keep in mind that this twisted guy divorced his wife and married his older brother's widow. Kind of a freak show, if you ask me. So if you think Joe Biden is crazy, how about that apple? Here's the other thing. The Bidens can be bought. The New Yorker article talked about how Hunter Biden, while he was on the board of the World Food Program, USA, received a 2.8-carat diamond from a Chinese energy tycoon who was the head of the CEPC, China Energy. And it was called a gift. Biden admitted he was trying to secure a large donation from Yi at the time. And according to him, the diamond wasn't a bribe since his father was out of office. He further claimed that he gave the rock to his associates. People investigated. And it turns out, well, it could be a lie. But regardless of the diamond, I've asked another question of putting Hunter Joe Biden in charge of anything that involves millions of dollars, and that is this. Who puts a crackhead in charge of a business like this? Who does this? You know, look, I've got some chemically dependent friends, and God bless them. You know, you work with them, you do the best you can. Ask me what I put them in charge of a big deal, you know, a money deal, and they had access to all the kind of things that Hunter Biden is having. Ask me if I would do that. Somebody, please, please. Okay, the answer is no. Anyway, so Biden the younger, Hunter, continues working with Yi, negotiating a deal for the CEPC to invest $40 million in a liquefied natural gas project in Louisiana. Now, the deal fell through. Yi got detained by Chinese authorities in 2018 in what was reportedly an anti-corruption charge. And Hunter Biden says, no, he's innocent. He just chalked it up to bad luck that he was involved with a guy who the Chinese government says is corrupt. Yeah, kind of like the bad luck that Joe Biden had in befriending segregationists. Or the bad luck that creepy Joe Biden has in getting caught sniffing women's hair. Or maybe it was the bad luck of Joe Biden threatening Ukraine for investigating his son. I don't know if we have that clip, but if we do, get it ready. Here's the deal. I'm going to talk through it if you can't find it in time. So Biden is on record saying this. I know we have it written here because it's in my notes. So 2 years after leaving office, Biden decided he would brag to an audience of foreign policy specialists about the time as VP when he strong-armed Ukraine into firing one of its top prosecutors. And in his own words, with video cameras running, Biden said the following. I said, you're not going to get billions. Now, let me give you the backdrop before I do that. He threatened Ukrainian President Poroshenko. This was March of 2016, that the Obama administration would pull $1 billion of U.S. loan guarantees, sending the former Soviet Republic towards insolvency if they didn't immediately fire a prosecutor by the name of Viktor Shokin. And here's what he says. I said, you're not going to get the billion. I'm going to be leaving here in, I think it was about 6 hours. I looked at them and I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. The prosecutor's not fired. You're not getting the money. Well, son of a B, he says the word, he got fired. And they put in place someone who was solid at the time. That's what he told the Council of Foreign Relations in an event for that, rather. And it was a threat. He wanted somebody solid. What he was saying is, I want somebody solidly in my corner. In that one sentence, Biden proved that his corruption and his lust for real power exist. Not the power of a vice president, but the power of a president. See, it was the Obama administration. He didn't like pointing to that. He wanted to be able to say the Biden administration. And now, Adam Collusion Schiff says Trump is setting up Biden. Can you believe this? Let me read what he actually says. He was on Stephanopoulos, and he says this. I don't know the circumstances in which he took the job, but I can say this vis-a-vis Joe Biden. There's no evidence now, nor has there ever been any evidence that he was doing anything but trying to get the Ukraine government to crack down on corruption. Yeah, by firing a prosecutor who's looking for corruption. And then he says, so let the president go after him, but don't seek the help of a foreign government in your election. Nonsense.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Every now and then you get a story about leftism that just sort of warms your heart. And I never want any harm to happen to anybody. I pray for, you know, that God gives people what they deserve. In some cases, I pray that God gives people more than they deserve. I'm talking about, you know, good or bad. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. But I never think of anything maliciously. We all make mistakes in life. And, you know, we make bad decisions, but we make far more good decisions generally than we do bad. Certainly as conservatives we do. Brain-dead moron ideologue leftists can't say that, but, you know, that's their problem. That's their cross to bear. And I know they most of them being not religious, they don't like when I tell them that that's their cross to bear. But it is. It is their cross to bear. So we talk often about the... If leftists took their crazy ideas to even the logical conclusion without even having to do it, you know, like you just do it, walk it through in a thought process. You don't have to actually go do it and live it, because God forbid they actually have to live their ideology. It would be horrible. The only people living the leftist ideology, for the most part, are black folks. They live the leftist ideology. We have far too many people living in squalor, handout, no initiative, no drive, no prospects for the future, and, you know, making all the wrong decisions every day, making more wrong decisions than right decisions. We have a disproportionate number of blacks to do that. Overwhelmingly, the number of blacks who make good decisions is on the good side. In other words, we make good decisions. But I'm just telling you, we have too big of a percentage of blacks that make bad decisions. That's why we fill prisons. That's why we have higher teenage pregnancies. That's why we lose our homes more than anybody. That's why we don't start businesses, or we lose our businesses more than any other ethnic group. And I could go on. Bad decisions. And so leftists are known for this. And here again, living in Illinois, particularly in the city of Chicago, you are prone to make bad decisions. And another bad decision happened with what's called the bait and switch. They tricked people to get electric cars. And I talked about this with respect to mileage. Because right now, they're in all the leftist states, they are looking, because they get their revenue from gasoline tax. So they love the tax that comes from black oil or black, you know, products like coal and oil and all that. But they can't get that out of an electric car, because electric cars just get charged up. Even though electric cars are using the grid, because in order to get that electricity, it's probably come from coal or oil. But they don't have to pay any gasoline taxes. You just charge up, and you're on your way. And pretty soon, you can bet, I don't know, do they charge for getting that charge? I really don't know. I don't have a Tesla, so I don't know. But long story short, there are jurisdictions. I know it was in Oregon. They were looking at a mileage tax, because they said, if we make this transition to a non-combustion engine, you know, vehicles, all electric cars or what have you, then what are we going to get? Where are we going to get our revenue? Billions of dollars. And the oil company's going, yeah, where are you going to get that? So they got to get it from somewhere. So Illinois pulled a bait and switch on these green weenies, the people who bought electric cars, to be environmentally friendly. Now they're going to pay for their love of Mother Earth. So the Chicago Tribune said the state of Illinois is proposing to tax these environmentally friendly consumers. Yeah, no good deed goes unpunished by the left, right? A proposed tax hike in Illinois' annual registration fee for electric vehicles from $17.50 to $1,000 is being called unfair by the current EV owners, and a sales disincentive by manufacturers, just as a new technology was beginning to gain broader traction. See, they got people lured in. Hey, get that Prius, get that such and such, get that Tesla. Make the transition, make our cities cleaner, which, for the record, I'm all for making the cities cleaner. The cities are full of just smut, and not just on the personal side, but I'm talking about the air you breathe is nasty. If there were all electric cars, the cities would definitely improve. There's no question about it. Love it. And there's no sound. There's no noise from it. There's no... a Tesla was right by me when I was going to Walmart. And that thing was cranked up, and the lady started to back out, and I was like, whoa! I couldn't tell she was there. There was no... So I get it. And when they have the range, and you make sure you got the parts, and you got good manufacturers, hey, I'll get one. And when the pricing is down to something reasonable, I'm happy to do it. I would love to see me just charge up and go down the road 250 miles, charge up again, and not have to worry about gas and the maintenance that comes from that, et cetera, et cetera. So, anyway, it said this. It's outrageous, said Nicoletta Scarlatos, 56, Chicago, who bought a Tesla Model S 5 years ago. I thought Illinois was progressive and would want to encourage EV ownership, that's electric vehicle. Aimed at raising money to make overdue road improvements. It's not like the state of Illinois hasn't gotten enough money for roads. But says the proposed legislation would also do more than double the state's gas tax to 44 cents a gallon and raise the registration fee for the standard vehicles from $148 to $98. We talked about this. 50 more bucks for every car in Illinois. And all the EV owners are going to go from $1,750 to $1,000. That's a lot of dough. Then on the internal combustion, you know, the people using gasoline, they're going to double. They're going to take you from 22 cents to 44 cents a gallon in state taxes. Forget federal and all that. So whatever you're paying for your gas in Illinois, expect another 22 cents a gallon. So every time, let's say you have a 20-gallon car, which most cars don't, but let's say, okay, 15 gallons at 20 cents. You're paying $30 more per tank full than you would have before. That's significant. Wow. Holy mother of Spindletop, folks. I don't know how many cars there are in Illinois. There's only 2 million cars in Illinois. That's $100 million in revenue just for the increase in registration fees. And what about that 22 cents a gallon? What's that going to generate? The gas guzzler tax. Wow. I don't know how these people make it. It's only fair, though, that Illinois penalize the electric vehicles. Right? It's only fair because they're not getting the gas revenue, as I mentioned earlier. 60-fold increase in electrical vehicle registration fee. One that they said is going to be a sticker shock. And the auto industry is talking about making more of these cars, and now they're disincentivizing the cars. I said the modest tax is next, folks. When it comes to taxes, nobody goes unscathed with liberals. In Illinois, I told you guys, they had that tennis shoe tax. It's either 25 cents or 50 cents per pair of sneakers. They call it a sneaker tax. And it is a sneaker tax because you go to buy your kids some new shoes, and you're thinking, I go to DSW or some shoe store, I buy my kids shoes, it should just be the tax, the sales tax. Nope, sneaker tax. Because they want to pay for some community center. They needed $2 million at the time to make this community center somewhere in the ghetto that was nothing going to become nothing more than a place for people to deal dope, all right? And they made a sneaker tax. And the idea was, we'll do the sneaker tax, and then once the community center's paid for, we'll remove the sneaker tax. Do you think they removed the sneaker tax? Do I need to go there? Huh? I don't think I do. Tesla said it opposes this new tax. Electric truck startup Rivian, which is slated to begin production at its facility in downstate Normal. This is Normal, Illinois. Making electric trucks in Illinois only to find out they're going to tax and, you know, they're going to penalize them. And the guy that said, that was one of their spokespersons, said imposing fees on EVs that are over 400% more than the gasoline-powered counterparts is not only unfair, it discourages promising new technology. Now, look at what all the green weenies tell you. We have to make the transition to green. It's going to save the planet. Oh, by the way, here's your new 400% tax, more than we did on the gasoline, guys. Oh, and that's not the end. Because once we do that, and that doesn't pay the bills, we're going to tax you by mileage. So make that transition. So much for clean air. You still can't afford that car you're riding in. That's how leftism works.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.